Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about the importance and the power of relationship capital.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Hey Changemakers, Jay here. So excited to be doing another one of these kind of mini episodes, kind of behind the scene rants. Sometimes it's a rant, but this time it's more of an idea that I've been thinking about the last few days. So whether you're the first time listening to this on the podcast or your first time you're watching this on Jay Wong TV, really appreciate you. All of this content is really meant to help you accelerate your own results and ultimately build out the legacy that you want in your life. So really appreciate you. Whichever channel you're listening to, would really appreciate it if you can go and subscribe and go and leave us some comments if you're watching this. It's obviously amazing. I don't know actually if this light is the best. I'm literally just, it's the kitchen right behind us. So if you're listening to this, it's not always perfect when I do this. Oh my God, the lighting is so much better. Should have started the whole thing here from the very beginning. But nonetheless, I'm actually in Vancouver. I haven't gotten a chance to post a lot since I've been in the city. Been here for about a week now. And it's been absolutely amazing. For those of you that have been following my journey for any amount of time, you know that every about 3 to 4 months or so, my girlfriend and I will switch cities. Sometimes we do it more strategically. This time was more for personal reasons. And we'll get into that maybe in a later episode. But it's the city's been amazing, you know? I know I already moved the camera once, and I don't know if I've ever done it before, but here's like the view of our place. Really quick, I'll just show you. This is kind of turning into like a vlog type of thing, and just a casual Sunday afternoon hanging out here. I'd show you the rest of the place, but it is a bit of a mess. I don't know when this is gonna be live, hopefully in the next 24 hours or so, but I was just reflecting, and on Sundays I think it's a really great idea to just kind of journal and kind of reflect, take the time to reflect during your week and what you're kind of up to. This past weekend, actually, we met up with a really good friend of mine, Tyler Basu, and he brought him and his partner, his wife, Anna Teresa, and we had a great little dinner. And we're walking by the water in beautiful Vancouver. I wish we had some drone footage that I can actually show you, but if you just Google like Vancouver, like BC, you'll see like how stunning it really is. And it's absolutely awesome. We're living like downtown, and so like within 10 to 15 minutes of any direction we can choose, like you can literally like blindfold yourself and like just choose any random direction, you'll end up at water. And so anyways, Tyler and I were kind of walking ahead. It was kind of like the guys were chatting about whatever the guys were talking about, and the ladies were chatting about whatever the ladies were chatting about. So we're kind of separated by like 15, 20 feet. And Tyler and I were talking, and we were reflecting on what's been happening the last few years of our lives. And truth be told, when I started my podcast, almost three years ago, I would have never imagined ending up where I am today, or having the business that I have today. I had no idea that we'd be living the lives that we live today. And of course we're still growing, of course we still have so many goals that we want to be able to accomplish and things that we want to be able to do. But if you would have told me all these things would have happened and that has happened in the last 3 years, I really wouldn't have believed you, because Tyler started around the same time I did, and so we both kind of came up together, if that makes any sense. And we were reflecting on the amount of relationships and the amount of speaking engagements, the amount of just the distance of what we've been able to do in the last few years. And it's so crazy. Sometimes when you just take a few seconds or a few minutes and you reflect back on the journey that you've been on, right? I think a lot of times we've mentioned it so many times on the podcast. We always say that we talk about this as the concept of closing the gap, all right? And this is something I learned from Dan Sullivan years ago, where as high performers, as overachievers, we're always looking outward, right? We're always like looking to accomplish like the next thing and like, what's the next mountain? What's the next thing for me to do? But a lot of times we don't spend, and what happens is that that's really good for goal setting, but then we start judging ourselves and our self-worth from the goals, right? If we're not, you know, if we didn't 10x our income in the last 6 months, then, you know, we start judging our own self-worth based off of that goal. But a better way of doing that is to set goals in the outward and build like a great vision for it, right? Like later this week, we're gonna show you an episode with Cameron Harold, where me and him talked about vivid vision, right? So if that, you know, piques your curiosity, just wait a few days and you'll get to see an entire interview with the guy who literally wrote the book on vivid vision. But a better way of combating this type of self-worth issue is not by measuring forward. You wanna set your goals forward, but you wanna look backward. Right? Meaning you want to reflect back, you want to acknowledge the journey that you've been on, right? And the progress you've made, right? Progress over perfection. You know, that's another thing that comes up quite a lot on this show or on the podcast. And so one of the things that we talked about was that when we both started our podcast is we had no kind of type of like expectation, right? We simply wanted to be able to connect with our heroes, be able to connect with influencers, sometimes selfishly, you know, one, to be able to learn from them, but then two, I think that the overarching idea was to be able to give them value, to be able to give back in that way. And some people don't understand this when I say it all the time in our trainings. Some people don't understand, like, they're like, well, I'm just starting out, I have no value, right? I have no capital, I have no email list, or I don't have a community, like, how can I give back? The idea, like, the fastest way to build a relationship with anyone is, like, I get messages all the time, right? There's all these messages of people, like, wanting my time, maybe pick my brain, like, get coffee. The ones that stand out the most? And it's not just me, I've talked to other entrepreneurs and other influencers around this as well. The ones that stand out the most is the ones that say, hey, I watched your video, or I listened to this thing, or I did your course in this area, and then I went and I implemented it, right? And then it created this thing, this result, this, you know, this community, and it created this story. And so you're being able, the way you give thanks, the way you give value is by you, one, saying that you paid attention to their stuff long enough and actually implemented it so that you actually got a result and you came back, kind of like that 180 or 360 in this case. You came back and you said, hey, I was able to get that result, right? And that's what you're deepening that relationship with that person. And Tyler and I were saying that, you know, podcasting is one of those things that, you know, we didn't know it at the time, but it's one of the best relationship capital builders that you can have, because there is no way that you could be successful just simply by yourself. You have to have a network of individuals. You have to have people that support you, that are willing to go bat for you. And if you're just starting out, it's all good. You might not have any of these people. You might not have the money to invest in and to go to the conferences you want, but you could find ways, and having a podcast is one of them. You can find ways of giving them that value, right? Saying that, hey, your work, your book, your thing made a difference for me, and now I'm doing this. You know what I mean? That's value, right? And then on top of that, what you do is you wanna say, hey, we're gonna package the interview, we're gonna package our conversation, and I'm gonna share it with my community. I'm gonna share it with the world. I'm gonna make you look good. I'm gonna help you sell more copies of your book. I'm gonna help you sell more copies of your product. I'm gonna help you push your message out there, you know? And one of the things for me in the beginning, like, I didn't know what my message was, right? It took me a long time to figure out the vocabulary and all those things. And I see a lot of my students, sometimes they really struggle with this because they think that they have to have it so perfect. You know, and the truth is, when you do that, you're being selfish. You know, you're being selfish with, you're trying to protect your ego, your pride, you're trying to look perfect in front of the world. And in fact, that's what you're focused on. You're focused on you, right? That's what makes you selfish. Instead, you're not focusing on the other person. You're not focusing on building the relationship with the person. You're not focusing on delivering the value for people. Like, you don't know, like, who else is in pain around the world that might need your content. They might need your story, your perspective, your insight, you know? And I know this is a bit of a, it might seem like it's all over the place, but as I was sitting here thinking about this, I thought, hey, you know what? I gotta have the camera on. I wanted to, you know, have a commitment to do more of these episodes for each and every single one of you. But one of the things is like that relationship capital, finding ways of delivering value back to the people that were able to help influence or shape the way that you think or give an insight or a perspective. I mean, trust me, it goes, not that many people comment on like the YouTube videos, but I read every single one of them, especially if they're like, hey, I watched this interview and I went and did this, you know? And I was like, wow, that's really, really great. And that's just for someone like myself. Like, imagine you're doing that with some of the heroes and people that, authors that you're really, really looking up to. I think it's gonna make a major, major difference. So that's kind of the idea for this episode, is that you should really think about who's around you, right, that you can add value to, who's maybe that you don't know, but people's work that you admire that you could also add value to, and find ways of actually adding that value. Find ways of putting the relationship capital as a priority, because it's gonna make a world of difference ultimately in your life, in your business, in the movement that you're building, in the legacy that you're building. And so much of this trip has reminded me of that. You know, the emails I was able to send, the connections I was able to have right before I even got to the city. You know, it's just a kind of a bit of a testament for myself. And I feel in a lot of ways, I'm just starting, you know, and I say it all the time on the podcast. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm just getting warmed up in this, just knowing enough, just having enough clarity to move to the next step. So that's kind of it for this episode. We do have a few announcements. I was literally just also working on one of the announcements this week. Well, actually two announcements. One, we talked about Cameron Harold. That episode's coming out in a few days, so stay tuned for that, because he is known as the $100 million man. $100 million man. So how did he get that nickname? You're gonna have to listen to the interview to find out. But one of the other things that's happening is that every single year we do this, I'll show you really quick. We do this workshop called Podcast Mastery. And I'm literally just working on the page right over here. And you know, well, I'll link it right in the bottom section. But essentially, Podcast Mastery is an advanced training. If you've been kind of thinking of having a podcast, or you've been kind of flirting with the idea, what you really want to do is not just consume more content, right? You really want to be able to put that into practice. And you know, what I would do is kind of take a half day and batch it and try to move forward in that activity. Because if it's something you're just constantly thinking about, it's not gonna play out in your favor in that way. So Podcast Mastery is a 3-hour advanced training. It's not a free training. There is an investment involved, but there is an early bird special that essentially pretty much gives you a 70% off on the ticket, on the retail ticket price. After the clock kind of hits zero, it resets, and so the tickets are, you know, at its full investment. But it's happening literally later this Saturday, so a week from today. Hopefully this gets out to you. Hopefully my team is able to get this out to you within the next 24 hours. But literally, it is May 19th from the time of watching this. And it's happening at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, because I'm in Pacific these days. And I'm gonna walk you through the Power of the Origin episode, complete technology guide. I mean, we are gonna, 3 hours. I mean, we're covering all aspects of it. I say Podcast Mastery is the only workshop that you will need if you are looking to launch a podcast. So if that's available to each and every single one, we're gonna be announcing that tomorrow morning. So hopefully we'll get this out to you in a quick turnover. But really appreciate each and every single one of you. Be sure to keep following me on Instagram if you're not, because we got some really exciting things lined up for that you should be seeing in about a week or so. A little more consistency, a little more patterns. So really excited. But remember, do everything in your power to build up and to invest in the relationship capital around you, because it will make a world of difference your life will be better, your business will be better, and ultimately your network. They always say your network equals your net worth, right? So if you wanna grow your net worth, if you wanna grow your legacy, you gotta grow that network, right? So if you're in Vancouver, by the way, let me know, hit the comment or drop something in the comments, let me know you're in Vancouver. Someone already suggested to do a meetup. So it's out there, maybe. I was thinking about it. I'm definitely gonna be hosting some events coming up, so we'll keep you guys all in check. But until next time, remember, being a change maker is not about changing the world. It's not about aspiring to do that. It's about becoming the best version of yourself so that you can impact those closest to you. That's how you're going to change the world. That's how you're going to be able to make the difference that you ultimately want. So can't wait to see you in the next episode. Cameron Harold, happening in a few days. Better be there. I'll see you there. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.